Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your power. We thank you, Jesus, for this amazing group of people. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you have been speaking to us. Lord, I'm thankful for a church that prays. Thankful, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you continue to teach us how to pray. Lord Jesus, so that we can touch the heart of the Father. Lord, I pray that you would open up your word to us tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit. Show me where to pierce and show me where to heal. Lord, we believe what your word says, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So, Lord, I pray that we would leave this place tonight truly fed by the word of God. Feed us with your word, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your power and your mercy. And we thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen. Let's go to Acts chapter 10. Before I jump into the word, I just want to say, I like to shout out a lot of different teams when I can, but y'all, if you go back and listen to Sunday service, which I encourage you to do, the worship was phenomenal. It was amazing. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen to it. And I just want to shout out our worship team. They pray before service and seek the face of God, and they do an amazing job. Do they not? Come on. We love our worship team. And I also want to, number two, I wanted to give a special thanks to everyone who was generous with parking on Sunday so that more people could come into this house. Amen. And if you were asked to move your car or you moved it down to that parking lot, thank you for doing that. If you rode the shuttle, if you didn't, that's okay too. If you rode it, thank you for doing it, all right? You made room for people. And we're going to keep doing that every Sunday. So, and we're going to compel people into the house so that his house is full. Amen? We're going to keep doing that. Keep making room. So thank you for being understanding and for being generous with parking. We really appreciate it. I, in my prayer time today, really felt, and really for myself too, I felt the Lord wants to pour out his spirit tonight on his people. You know, I think a lot of things we can mull over in our minds and we can try to fix with reason, but when the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon your heart and on your mind and fills you, man, it does something to you that words can't even describe. How many of you have been there before? How many of you believe the power of the Holy Spirit is for today? How many of you believe the infilling, let me be more specific, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for today? We need the Holy Spirit so strong. Now, I've been preaching on relationships, but and I'm going to kind of intertwine that tonight, but I really wanted to key in on the fact that I believe, and I feel an unction from God, that he wants to pour out his Spirit upon this church. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? God wants to pour out his Spirit on all flesh, and that includes you, family. There, why do you preach this? Because I am not ashamed of what happened to me when the power of the Holy Spirit came upon my life. The power of the Holy Spirit, listen, will cause you, family, to be a bold witness in the earth. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit will embolden you. That's what the Bible says. There are so many benefits to the Holy Spirit. So I would just cry out, if you have never been baptized in the Spirit before, and maybe you don't even know, maybe even doctrinally you didn't come from that doctrine, that's okay. Read the scriptures for yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you. And if it's not real, then it won't happen. But I guarantee you it will. Come on, somebody. Ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you in power. The Holy Spirit will make you be a bold witness on the earth. He will give you a prayer language. Somebody shout amen to that. He will help you by interceding for you. When, with utterances, with groanings that can't even be uttered, because he's praying the perfect prayer for you on your behalf. Somebody say amen. Now, so you say, sometimes I don't even know the right words to pray. Well, the Holy Spirit knows what to pray. Man, I feel an unction from God tonight. The Holy Spirit can pray through you. The Bible says he knows, he searches the very hearts of man. And he knows exactly what's in your heart, and he knows exactly how to pray for you. That's in your Bible, in the New Testament, in Romans. He knows exactly how to pray. The Holy Spirit can come upon you. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit that comes upon you to break every yoke and break every bondage. Somebody shout amen if you believe that today. You see, why do you preach this? Because it is a sad gospel to think that Jesus ascended to heaven and just left you with a lifeless ability to serve him. Come on, somebody. But my Bible says that when Jesus, as he was ascending to heaven, he spoke to the disciples and he said, I am not leaving you alone. Come on, somebody. I'm never going to leave you. And I'm never going to forsake you, and I'll go with you to the very ends of the earth. But then he said, it's expedient that I go. Come on, somebody. So that when I ascend to heaven, I'm sending one after me. And he is a great helper, and he is a great comfort. Let me tell you something, family. If our city has been through a rough time, we need the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout amen. The Bible says that he sent the power of his Holy Spirit. This is how important it is. Jesus, when he was baptized in the Jordan River, come on, somebody, the heavens opened up and God the Father said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. And the Spirit, some of y'all gonna get this, some of you might not. The Spirit descended like a dove upon Jesus. Come on, somebody. And shortly thereafter, he began his ministry. You need the Spirit to go to your job. Somebody shout amen to that. You need your Spirit, the Spirit of God, to love your wife. You need the Spirit. I didn't get much amens on that, fellas. You need the Spirit of God to love your husband. Come on, somebody. You need the power of the Spirit. And man, I'm looking for a time in this church and in this city, in this region, where God puts a Holy Ghost spotlight on you. Somebody say amen. And pours out his Spirit upon all flesh. How many of you are hungry for that? How many of you are thirsty for that? Amen. Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit fell. Acts chapter 10, 44 through 46, look at this. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. See, the Holy Spirit will confirm it when you preach the word. If you preach the word of Jesus Christ, listen, we don't do nothing apart from Jesus. When we get up there and we do an altar call, you better bet it's not going to be God's going to make your life better and this and that. No, it's you need Jesus to come into your life. Now, he will make your life better. Come on, somebody shout amen. But it starts with preaching the gospel. And God confirms his word by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why when you preach Jesus, he sends the power of his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit draws people to Jesus. So if you're faithful, listen. You don't have to preach anything different. If you're witnessing to somebody, you don't have to preach anything unusual. You preach the word. Come on, somebody. All you preachers out there, preach the word. Preach it instant, in season, and out of season. Be faithful to preach the word of God. And when you do that, God will confirm it with the conviction and the power of his Holy Spirit as you proclaim Jesus is Lord. Come on, somebody, shout amen. That's why when people come to this altar, we're going to tell them about Jesus. God is going to confirm it by sending his Spirit upon them. And that Spirit is going to infill them. And when they leave this place, they're not just going to be lifeless and powerless. They're going to have the power of the Holy Ghost operating and moving on the inside of them so that they can be a bold witness on the earth. Come on, somebody. So when you leave this place and you're confronted with evil and you don't know how to parent or you don't know how to be a spouse or you don't know how to go to work, work, or you don't know how to love somebody who hates you or reviles you or persecutes you. You will figure it out when Jesus fills you with the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody, because he's the great paraclete. He's the great helper. He's the great comfort. He leads you into paths of righteousness. I'm preaching better than y'all letting on tonight. That is the power of the Holy Spirit to operate within you, so that the God may be made manifest on the earth as you preach the gospel. Somebody shout amen if you believe it in this room tonight. Acts chapter 2, the Bible says they were in one mind and one accord, and the Spirit of God fell upon that place. Now, the number they started with was not the number they ended with. Some people tarried. See, the Bible says, Jesus said this, he says, tarry. Everybody say tarry. Not tarry, T-E-R-R-Y, tarry, T-A-R-R-Y. Tarry until you receive power and are clothed with power from on high. Oh, come on, somebody. This is good news. You know how this church will continue to go to the next level? We tarry till we receive power from on high. Come on, somebody. And you're clothed with power. Listen, revival is not just for 30 years ago. Revival's now. Somebody say amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Bless the Lord. Can't believe I just said that. I did. It's so true. The Holy Spirit encounter your parents and grandparents had was not just for 30 years ago. It is for now. Somebody say amen. I don't want to be somebody who's living on stale bread. I want to be somebody who's living on daily Holy Ghost bread. Come on, somebody. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I want to wake up every morning and say, your mercies are new every morning. Fill me afresh and anew this morning, God. Yesterday might have been tough, and yesterday might have been hard, and yesterday I might have lost my temper a little bit, but today, come on, somebody, I need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit every day. Guess what? You can wake up every day. You don't have to be grumpy. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to be mad. You don't have to get up waking into the same situation. Say, well, it's just another day. It's just going to be the same old until God comes. No. People in church, you'll hear, not this one, but you'll hear him say, well, 30 years ago, God moved, brother. God's moving now. Somebody say amen. Well, 30 years ago, God did this and this. No, God is wanting to do something here in this hour, family. I'm preaching to you prophetically in this moment. I'm telling you as your pastor and as the shepherd of this house, God wants to do something in this house that coincidence cannot take the credit for, where his Spirit moves and flows and operates in the gifts. Come on, somebody. And touches and breaks bondages. People walk out different than they came. They walk out full of the Holy Ghost. Their whole household saved, delivered, and healed. We won't stop till we see the move of God. Somebody shout amen if you believe it.
Well, that's just for then, brother.
Well, how do you explain 11-year-old Clinton, come on, somebody, getting full of the Holy Ghost, getting delivered from OCD. You think I'm making that up? I am not making that up. I know the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus. I feel fresh and anew, Brian. I feel like waking up in the morning saying, good morning, Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts 10. Let's go back to it. While Peter was still saying these things, so this is a different portion than Acts 2. Acts 2 was the first time that the Holy Spirit fell in power, and they were infilled with the Spirit, began to speak in other tongues. Look what it says in 44. While Peter was, this is the story of Cornelius. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all, somebody say all, who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. Sounds like a second experience to me. I don't know about you. Verse 46. For they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. How many of you want that type of experience? You see, we cannot be ashamed of that. Family, you cannot be ashamed of that. Well, I just don't know. Well, search the scriptures for yourself. Ask God to fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit. He's faithful to do it. He said, when I ascend to heaven, I'm going to send you a helper. I'm going to send you a comforter. God did not leave you. Are you hearing me, family? When life comes at you with hard stuff, God did not leave you powerless. He gave you his Holy Spirit to come and fill you and comfort you. Guess what? When you feel like nobody's there to comfort you, the Holy Spirit is. Somebody say amen. When you feel like everybody else has abandoned you and left you and forgotten about you and they don't love me and the church don't love me and all this. No, God sends the power of his Holy Spirit to comfort you, to walk with you, to guide you, to fill you, to help you pray the perfect prayer, to help you live in righteousness. How many of you are thankful for the check and the conviction of the Holy Spirit? Come on, somebody. We got to get back to this type of preaching where if you feel like you're being led astray and you're being tempted, thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit to check you and convict you. Come on, somebody. Guess what? You don't have to give in to sin and uncleanness and unrighteousness and filthiness. Guess what? The Holy Spirit can help you through the darkest moments of your life. Come on, somebody. Through the most tempting moments of your life. If you're willing and able to hear the word of God, he confirms it by sending the power of his Spirit, and it is poured out upon all people. That is means Gentiles and Jews. Somebody say amen. That means you. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit, aren't you thankful that you were grafted into the vine? Come on, somebody. That he didn't just leave you where you were, but that you were grafted in. Come on, somebody. Cornelius was the first one, a whole household, a whole Gentile household filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and it came upon his entire household. And from that moment, we see through Acts and 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, we see a continued move of the Holy Spirit. They laid hands on them, and the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them. Come on, somebody. And God can do that for you today. Why are you preaching this? Why are you not shying away from this? Because I want you to be free. I want you to be on fire. Come on, somebody. I want your relationships to be healthy and whole. I want you to be delivered. Come on. I want you to walk out of that sin you've been dealing with. I want you to, oh, I'm preaching, man. Are y'all letting on? I want you to have the comfort that you've never had before. I pray that this Holy Spirit comes upon you tonight in such power that it convicts you of every single sin. Come on, somebody. That it delivers you into holiness, that it helps you, that it leads you, that it guides you, that it lifts you, that you walk out of this place full of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. See, I grew up in this stuff. I had a dad who prayed in the Spirit. Come on, somebody. You know what was what's interesting about that passage is Cornelius, when he received the Spirit, it's like they didn't just stop there and start questioning and reasoning it and theologically breaking it down and, you know, categorizing everything. They just said, my goodness, Josh, the Spirit has come upon the Gentiles. Praise God. And you know what else they did, Brian? They said, what prevents these people from being baptized? Where's the water at? Come on, somebody. And they got the water and they were baptized. This church is going to be on fire with the power of the Holy Spirit. It already is, but it's going to go to another level. Somebody say amen. Acts 19, 1 through 6. Look what happens in this chapter. Acts 19, 1 through 6. And it happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the inland country and came to Ephesus. There he found some disciples. Verse 2. And he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Look, here's another example. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He's preaching and proclaiming the power of the Holy Spirit. He's not leaving them lifeless without any answer. He's telling them, did you receive that same Spirit? And look what their answer was. And they said, no, we've not even heard that there's a Holy Spirit. How many of you, you might not even have heard that tonight. But guess what? This old Pentecostal boy from Cairo, Kentucky, you getting it tonight. Somebody say amen. And you can hear that there is a Holy Spirit. And he said, into what then were you baptized? They said, into John's baptism, which we all know to be water, right? And Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, right? Repent. What did he say? John the Baptist. He said, repent, right? for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him. That is Jesus. But look at verse 5. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. This is different from the upper room. Somebody shout amen. This is different from the moment that he spoke with Cornelius and his whole household was there. This is a different moment. They hadn't even heard of the Holy Spirit. And he began to tell them about the power of the Holy Spirit. And he said, yes, baptism is important. Repenting is important. You need to do those things. But he's also saying somebody can come and lay hands on you, and the Holy Spirit can come upon you in power, and they begin to speak in tongues and prophesy. Yes. That would intrigue me, somebody say amen. That would get me thinking about it. Because I firmly believe this, family. I don't know any other way to articulate it, but other than if you would seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you will experience such a power and an infilling and a freedom that you have never, ever experienced before. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Listen, we are doing people a disservice when we do not tell them about this. Oh, come on, somebody. When we just talk about it and hide, and we do it in our prayer closet, and we say, well, it's going to confuse people and all this stuff. What in the world are we talking about? Come on, somebody. We are hiding something from people that could set them on a trajectory of victory in their life, that could help them get out of sin and habitual sin and stuff that plagues them. We could equip them. Are you hearing me, church? I'm preaching, but you're letting on. We can equip them from the get-go with the power and the ability to pray for your family, to intercede. Come on, somebody. You say, what does this have to do with relationships? I am so thankful that God filled me with the Spirit. So when Gwen is going through something, I can get in the prayer closet, Bridget, and I begin to pray in the Spirit and with understanding. And God knows how to pray the perfect prayer through the Spirit within me so that God can move and work on her behalf. It is no coincidence, family. When you pray for your children and your family and your spouse, and you do it in the Spirit and you do it with understanding, that God begins to move. He said, well, it's just coincidence that they turned out that way and it worked in their favor. No. Come on, somebody. I give glory to God for every good thing that I have. Somebody say amen. I give glory to God for every good thing that he's done in my life. Every blessing that I have, Austin, is because of Jesus. Every breath that I take, Aaron, is because of Jesus. Every moment that I wake up and rise in the morning is because of Jesus. The moment he spared your life and kept you and protected you from an early death, somebody say amen. That was because of, hallelujah, that was because of Jesus. Guess what? The spiritual forces of wickedness will believe in those, but how many of us want to believe in the power of the Holy Ghost? Come on, somebody, to move on our behalf. Well, Satan's attacking me. Well, the Spirit's working on your behalf. Somebody say amen. Well, there's a demon that's oppressing me. There's a spirit called the Holy Spirit. I feel like preaching. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. There's a Holy Spirit that's moving on your behalf, interceding for you. As you hear the word of God, he's working on your behalf, and he's falling afresh and anew on you. Come on, somebody. Do you believe that? Listen, Jesus House, this is our hour. Do you hear me today? This is not a moment to shrink back. This is not a moment to be discouraged with everything that happens in our city, in the world. This is not the moment to do that. Come on, somebody. This is a moment to, yes, there's times to grieve, and yes, there's times to ponder and contemplate, but there is something that rises up on the inside of you that says, I know the power of the Holy Spirit, and he prays on my behalf. Come on, somebody. And he's working all things together for my good. How many of you believe that? Man, I remember young Clinton getting up on Fridays, Eric, when everybody else was going to football games. I love football. But I would say, God, I need to pray. I need to be with you. Something was churning and burning on the inside of me. That is not relegated to a pulpit ministry. Do you hear me, family? That is given to every single believer. I don't care if you don't like it. It's the truth. It's my responsibility to preach that to you. That is not relegated to some pulpit or the fivefold ministry. That's relegated to you, husband. Come on, somebody. To you, wife. To you, mother. To you, father. To you, daughter. To you, son. Let the Spirit of God fall upon you and begin to pray. Well, I don't know how God can use me. Pray. Somebody say amen. Oh, I don't know how God's going to use me. Begin to pray. Somebody say amen. Well, I'm not on a stage. Begin to pray in the Spirit. Somebody say amen. Well, I don't do this or that, and I'm not prominent in the community, and I don't have this gifting and that gifting. I guarantee you the Spirit wants to move on the inside of you through prayer and begin to churn on the inside of you. If you preach this word, you know, I get up almost every Sunday, and I'm almost done. Jade, if you can help me. I get up almost every Sunday and think, what's going to happen this time? Because in my own power, I don't always feel like doing it. Come on, somebody. But I know the Spirit of God is moving on the inside of me. Somebody say amen. And even when my flesh is weak, the Spirit, Matt, is willing. Somebody say amen. And even when you feel like you can't take the next step, the Spirit is willing. Come on, somebody. And when you get up and you think, I can't do this another day, I'm praying for you that the Spirit of God would begin to move on the inside of you. And when your flesh feels weak, the Spirit begins to move on the inside of you, and He is willing. Friday nights, we would get in and we would pray 2 hours. We do 15 minutes. Come on, somebody. 2 hours of prayer, seeking the face of God. And it marked me. I didn't just pray because it was what I was supposed to do. It's because, Brian, I would wake up as a junior and senior in high school and say, I have got to get to the place of prayer. Come on, somebody. I'm stirring something on the inside of you tonight, family. What God is doing in this house, we should not take it for granted. On the contrary, we should say, Holy Spirit, whatever it looks like, whatever you're doing, I don't want to miss you in this hour. Jesus looked over Jerusalem and he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I longed to be with you. I longed, but you missed your hour of visitation. But in this house, come on, somebody, as long as I'm living and breathing, we will proclaim the name of Jesus. We will proclaim the word like it says in Acts, and God will confirm it with the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Even when you feel weak, God is made strong. Come on, somebody. He's made perfect in your weakness. Hallelujah. He is the helper. He's the Spirit of God. The Spirit. I'm not loving. Well, the Spirit produces love. I'm not joyful. The Spirit produces joy. I'm not peaceful. The Spirit produces peace. We talked about relationships on Sunday. But before it even talked about husbands and wives and children and all that and how the family unit should be, before it even talks about that, it tells us, come on, to be vigilant, to be sober-minded, to walk in love, to walk in the power of the Spirit. That proceeds before anything about what it talks about parents and husbands and wives. You need the power of the Spirit. You need the power of the Spirit. Don't be ashamed of that. Listen, if somebody leaves this place and they think, well, I just don't know what's going on in there. You know what? That's okay. We're preaching and proclaiming Jesus. I guarantee you they sense something in this room that's different. I've watched it over and over again, Ashley. I've watched it over and over again. You get up and you preach. People don't get scared. They're hungry for the Spirit of God. They are tired of 15 minutes, come on somebody, singing a lifeless song, thinking that I am powerless to do anything about my life anymore and the state that I am in. I'm just here because it's the good and right thing to do for my family. That hour is over, family. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? The hour of visitation that is upon our house is saying, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is power unto salvation. And far be it from this preacher who has experienced the power of God, who was saved at 6, who was healed when he got filled with the Spirit of God, who has led me through some of the hardest moments of my life. Far be it from me to not preach that to you so that you can walk in the same victory and power that God gives to all of his people. Somebody say amen. I want a move of God, family. I don't want just 3 songs, 15 minutes, we leave and we eat potluck. Are you hearing me today, family? I know you've heard that before, but God's about to do something the coincidence cannot take the credit for. God's going to save our sons and our daughters and our grandchildren and our fathers and our mothers. And God's going to do something as we preach the word. This is not just hype. This is the truth of his word. How many of you believe that God can save an entire household, an entire family, an entire city? He can pull a city up that is grieving and struggling, and from the ruins, something can rise victorious and glorious, because that's what Jesus did. On the third day, he did not stay in the tomb. Somebody shout amen. But on the third day, he rose again from the grave. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Jesus, oh my gosh, I feel the Lord in this room tonight. Jesus overcame that. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, lift your hands to heaven right now. Ask the Spirit of God, Jay, just begin to sing. Ask the Spirit of God to come upon you right now. Ask the Spirit of God to baptize you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, that's it. Let your voice be heard. Thank you, Jesus. We ask for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. We ask for the wind of the Spirit to move upon this people. Lord Jesus, let us be serious about following you. Lord, even if we're searching, even if we don't know, even if we don't believe, help our unbelief. Lord Jesus, help our unbelief. Help us, Jesus. Lord, fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus. As we preach the word in this house, may, Lord Jesus, your Spirit come upon us in power, just like it did in Acts chapter 2. Just like, come on, that's it, church, pray. Just like it, don't come on, right in here on a strong note. Just like it did in Acts chapter 10. Just like it did in Acts chapter 19, God. Pour out your Spirit on all flesh, upon our marriages, upon our families, upon our homes, Lord Jesus. Let us preach the word with power and authority. God, we thank you, Jesus, for this baptism of repentance. But Lord, we also thank you for this baptism of the fire of the Holy Ghost. And so, Lord, we pray, Jesus, that you move upon your people. You move upon their hearts, Jesus, that we would not I feel that some of you are going to go home tonight and it might not be the best environment and people smirk at you and think you're crazy. Listen, this is your verse. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of you, mama, daddy ain't helping you, but I'm telling you today, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is power unto salvation. Your children will be saved. Come on, somebody. Even if spouse isn't coming along with you, your children will be saved. They will be blessed. They will be filled with the Spirit. You're going to confess. yourself, but cry out to God all across this room. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Ooh, hallelujah. Come on, that's it. One more minute. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Quickly. I've got to hurry though. Come on, hurry. Anybody. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Athena, come here. I feel you on my heart. Come on. Anybody else? Come on. You want to touch from heaven? Come on, say prayer team and discipleship team. Prayer team, help me. Let's pray. Sing, Jay. Hey, Austin. Where's Austin? Power of the Holy Spirit. Fill Athena right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Fill her with the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Fill Alyssa right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill, Jesus. Fill in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That fire is burning, Bridget, in Jesus' name. That fire is burning. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of the Holy Ghost. Come upon them in power, Jesus. Come upon them with your might in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Fill them again, afresh and anew in Jesus' mighty name. Afresh and anew in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel that the Spirit moving on the inside of you is helping you right now in great measure. In Jesus' mighty name. He's your helper. He's your comforter. He's your healing in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus' mighty name. Afresh and anew in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Man, he's not done yet. He is just getting started. A fire afresh and anew burning in his heart. Oh, no. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Now breathe on him, Holy Spirit. Breathe on him, Holy Spirit. Breathe on him, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's it. The Lord's moving. Lord, touch her right now. Holy Spirit, move. Come on, if you're in your seat, stretch your hands this way. Don't be a spectator. Lord, touch her by the power of God. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, 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 yes. Do it, Holy Spirit, right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Touch right now. Right now. Never the same again. In Jesus' mighty name. Never the same. Touch in Jesus' mighty name. Never the same. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Opportunity to be up here and you want to, if you feel like you need to spend a little bit longer, that's wonderful. Okay, Jake, can you hang with me for a few minutes? All right, I love you. Listen, be blessed. All right, have a great rest of the evening. I'll see you Sunday at 10 a.m. There's a ton of announcements and I probably forgot a lot of them, but you can give. Come on, throw that up there. You can give. Listen, this Sunday is going to be great. We're going to have the Become class. We're also going to start men's and women's nights. It's going to be great. I'll announce all that. I love you. Be blessed. We'll see you Sunday at 10 a.m. If you need prayer, come up here. I want to pray with you, okay? I want to pray with you. If you want to stay in worship for a minute, that's fine too. Thank you, Jesus.